And welcome into the Monday edition, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3 The Game, brought to you by First Horizon, Big Bank Muscle, Small Bank Hustle. Visit firsthorizon.com/get it all. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ian Safar here with you. We are live from our Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning, Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership where the buzz is always about great service. Joe Rex Road, good morning. How are you? What's going on?
Good morning. Doing great. Congrats to, wait a minute, I think my computer's on. No. What's that extra sound? Oh, it's the TV that I turned on behind you.
That you turned on. What's going on?
Is that the TV that I turned on? Here we go. Watch this in real time. Wait, can I? Oh, it's to the side. It's on the side.
It is.
Did I do it? I did it. So let's talk about our equipment a little more. No. Shout out to Raptor Rugby, state champs.
Yes.
Big win. Raptors, which, you know, based in Raven, but they have some nice Nolensville kids on the team. We beat 901 Rugby out of Memphis, and big win up near your part of the world there.
Really?
Yeah, right by, I don't know what that park is, but it's Hendersonville. It's right by Drake's Creek.
Yeah, yeah. I know where you're talking about. Yeah.
Right close to it. Yeah.
Wow. How about that?
Big win. 41-10. Could not possibly tell you how those 41 points were scored. You know, or like why this was this many points or that was that many points, but it was a ripping effort. Great effort.
Where did you start on a scale of 1 to 10? Where did you start in this process as a rugby expert, and where do you think you are now?
Well, I'm nowhere near where I need to be. I've done, you know, I've learned a lot about it. It's a really fascinating game. I mean, I really like it. It's a really physical, again, you keep the head out of it. Obviously, with no helmets, which is good, but you're still getting slammed to the ground with no helmet on. And, like, the hits are, you know, significant. I mean, I like it a lot. I still, I don't know all the scoring stuff. Every once in a while, they'll do something, or, you know, like the other pair's like, yes! And I'm like, wait, why is that good? That's good? Why do we kick it right there? We were running and we kicked it. You know, I mean, there's some things that. There's a lot to learn, but Brennan has learned it. He loves it, and it's a lot of fun.
State champions.
Yeah.
That's how it's done. Right
there we go.
Way to go.
Got a nice trophy, you know, and that nice we got little medals, you know.
Sweet.
And earned, not like a trophy for everyone. You actually earned it by winning a championship.
Was it one of those participation trophies,
That's
baby?
Right.
Got it done because of the win. Ian Safar. Happy Monday. What's going on?
Hello. I'm doing great. Thanks. Hope everybody had a nice, relaxing, celebrating Mother's Day to all the moms out there. Hope it was good for everybody. Ready to get the week rolling.
Absolutely. Are you a big rugby guy, Ian? You ever seen any rugby?
I mean, I've seen it, you know, but can't say I'm a big rugby guy now.
I've seen it, and then I moved on.
I might have to see Dr. Crane, maybe Nick Frazier.
Frazier loves it.
Yeah, he's a rugby guy. Maybe I could get him to spill some intel.
Yeah, actually, that's a good idea. I probably should.
Pick his brain.
His brain a little bit.
Yeah, he'd probably give you a good tutorial at some point.
He goes to like conventions. And
stuff,
went
to Vegas to like the actual league to watch the games. Game.
So real quick, so after our game, you know, we had the medal ceremony and all that stuff, but then on the field there was like an adult. It was a Nashville men's team against this team from like Scotland or something.
Okay.
And let me tell you, these
I'm sure
dudes,
that went well. Yeah,
these mother farters. Oh my God,
you make me so nervous every time you do that.
I mean, there were some interesting dudes from overseas over, and then one of the officials was like, "If you stay and watch this, it's not going to be pretty for the Nashville team." Let me tell you something.
Well,
and then they had a bagpiper playing right before the match. Like, and they're all like, I'm like, oh, they're going to get absolutely destroyed by these guys.
That's when you know you're in serious trouble, man. Like, I feel like if you play that sport at a high, high level, you got to be a little crazy. Like, you got to be a little bit nuts.
And
out there.
Some of these dudes were, and some of their mouths of teeth were really interesting.
This is by far the most rugby talk we've ever had on the show. It's awesome.
Yeah, like that. I'm with you. I think if you keep playing this as old as some of these guys I just saw were, and you must really
get a little bit off your rocker.
Getting hit and hitting, you know? Like maybe a little too much.
By the way, we're 5 minutes into the show.
Rugby.
We already have an Ellerby sucks on the YouTube
channel.
Glenn Ellerby, Tennessee offensive line coach, is taking some heat on the YouTube chat recently.
Who is that who does that all?
It's Brandon.
Brandon.
Yeah, Brandon.
Yeah, well, I last week I was like at one of those days last week, I'm like, wait a minute, we haven't had an LRB Sucks thing on here yet.
We got to it early.
Got to it right away.
We got a lot to get into on the program here today. Corey Curtis from News 2 will be with us at 8 o'clock. We will get into the Titans and their minicamp opening up and all those things with Corey Curtis later in the program. Tennessee and Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt takes the weekend series at Tennessee and got a little spicy to end that series yesterday. We'll get into that later in the program as well. Take your thoughts on all that. 615-737-1025, our phone number. 615-737-1025. Joe, I want to start on the Titans and throw this basic question out there. And my question is this. What this time of year can we buy and what can we not buy this time of year? And I will, for the purposes of this conversation, extend, quote, this time of year out until basically training camp. Like I said, let's basically extend it out that far because, like, I mean, I knew this would happen. It happens every year, and I think it's highlighted a little bit more when you get a number one overall pick that's a quarterback coming in. But the Titans and their rookies took the field this weekend, and it was kind of a different style of setup, as Brian Callahan talked about. You know, there weren't really 7-on-7 drills. It was more kind of instructional based on here's why we're doing what we're doing. Here's some fundamental things that we want you to work on, kind of those type of things. But, I mean, you know, Cam Ward's dropping back and letting a few rip out there. He finds Restrepo over the middle, and I saw Titans fans like, wow, Restrepo looks a lot faster than that 40 time. And I was like, you could tell that off like a 5-second clip? Okay, all right. So there's a lot of that going on out there. And I'm just wondering, when it comes to the Tennessee Titans, knowing that we have spent a lot of time on this program in particular, talking about things in the offseason and training camp and what's real and what's not real when it comes to training camp, how do you view this time of year in terms of the takeaways and the proclamations that fans can make based on what they see? Because I find it to be very, very limiting this time of year.
Yeah, I think you can always find examples of things you saw, and it's like, oh yeah, see, you can see it from the start. Like, I mean, like A.J. Brown looked good right away, you know? It was like, dang, I mean, it shouldn't have been a surprise. Anybody watching Ole Miss knew he was good. He looked good right away. I remember I think it does get a little bit more reliable as we go later. I mean, once you get into camp and you actually play a little bit, right? You actually have some scrimmaging. You have more 7-on-7. You have everybody there. Obviously, we just came off rookie camp, so that's very, very limited. But I remember the first, obviously it wasn't this weekend, but it would have been like the first OTA, you know, not mandatory, when Julio Jones had just signed. So I'm trying to think, though. He signed in the maybe I don't know. It was one of those things. It wasn't camp. It was pre-camp. So it was like maybe it was a mini camp because he signed right around the end of May, I want to say. Or the trade happened around the end of May, I think.
Julio, June 6th.
It was June the 6th.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay. So it would have been one of those last mini camps then. But I just remember he absolutely was crushing people out there, yeah. You know. He was carving people up. I know I wrote something. Let's see. What was that, the Tennessee or the Athletic then?
I believe you're at the Athletic.
I was at the Athletic already. Anyway, I just remember being like, oh, my God, look at this guy, you know, and writing about it, and everybody's going nuts. And, I mean, look, that's how good he was. He was good. But then it didn't obviously pay off. Now, some of that is injury, but still, at least that's a proven player, so you also know he can play in the league. The problem is you get a lot of guys out there. I feel like every year there's a tight end, like a UDFA tight end or something, who looks awesome, and then it's like, yeah, but that guy's not playing. You know, there's stuff like that. And, you know, look, as we go, we'll see some pass rushing drills, and then it'll come down to, well, is this guy burning this tackle because, you know, the Arden Key and Andre Dillard, right? Stuff like that. But a lot of it is just, it's puffery, man.
By the way, I don't know if we can get too much farther in the show without congratulating the San Francisco 49ers.
Amazing.
On their double signing of Andre Dillard and Nicholas Petitfrere. What a day. For the Niners.
I mean, are they a package deal or something?
I don't know.
Only coming if I can bring NPF with me.
I did think, I was like, Brock Purdy, you better just go ahead and get that contract signed in a hurry. Like, get that thing signed, son.
The whole strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for him.
Nice. We are a left-right combo. We go together like peanut butter and jelly.
You better really hope that those guys never see the field out there, that they're just extreme level backups.
Or if it's at the same time, though, that's where it really the magic really happens.
Can you imagine both those guys at the same time? You just drop back to pass, and it's like, oh, God. Every member of the defense is in the backfield simultaneously. How did that happen?
It's like the longest yard, but not with an intent to throw the ball at the groin.
I didn't mean to get a sidetrack there, but I couldn't go much further into the show without bringing up the fact that those two signed at the same time with the same place.
That is truly incredible.
Like, what's Kyle Shanahan doing? You not look at the film and be like, ah, no thanks.
Kyle Shanahan's too good for game film now. He likes, this guy sounds good. He played at Ohio State. He's big. Let's go.
Yeah. He's
a good fantasy football analyst. Let's go.
This other guy was a former first-round pick. How about that?
Yeah, see? I liked him at Washington State, says Kyle Shanahan, who hasn't watched film since then.
Way to go, San Francisco. people were tweeting after that. Like, of course, they'll go there and be good. I was like, I don't think so, guys. Andre Dillard has been in several places at this point.
Just another classic of all these coaches. Like, I can fix him.
Yeah, I can.
Don't worry. Yeah, I can fix him. It's like, well, it's been at multiple teams with Bill Callahan here. And like,
well, by the way, he was with Jeff Stoutland before. Those are like the top two line coaches in the league.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
I saw some Titans fans like, well, they'll probably figure it out there. I'm like, I don't think they will. I don't think that's going to happen.
But I'm here for it.
Yes.
And good for them.
Way to go. Way to continue getting jobs in the National Football League. 615-737-1025, our phone number. Rex Road already into the show about making our listeners almost cut themselves, making PB&J sandwiches when he was about to drop certain words on the air. So there's that.
Yeah, you thought we were farted, didn't you?
Yeah, I thought we were in big trouble. We're in big trouble. We got a lot to get into on the Titans front. What can we believe? What can we not believe? What's real? What's not this time of year as it relates to the Titans and takeaways that you can make? And I've got a stance on that I want to get to coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Rowe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.
Cam, when it comes to establishing yourself as a leader, is that something you consciously think about, or is that more of maybe being a byproduct of kind of who you are?
Well, I don't think about it. It just comes with the territory, honestly. But I want to be a leader. I want to be there for my teammates when everything goes down. You know, I want to be the person to lift everybody back up. And so I'm surrounded by a great group of guys. And at the end of the day, I'm only one job. I have one job to do. That's play quarterback. Everybody else had a lot of other jobs.
That's Cam Ward over the weekend. Joe, I found myself watching the Cam Ward press conference the other day. And once again, coming away with, yeah, I really like this kid. I hope he's really good. Really like this kid. He says a lot of the right things and a lot of things that make me think he gets it. Now, we'll see if he can put it together on the field and go from there.
I agree. He's I really like his approach. I think that he absolutely will have a team rally around him if he's good.
Yes, and that's going to be what we're going to determine over the next little bit here.
That's the big thing.
Whether or not he's good. So my thoughts on what you can take away and what you can't this time of year. You brought it up. Like, we've had examples kind of both, right? Like, it was pretty clear that early on, A.J. Brown was pretty good. And it's like, wow, okay, this kid may make a difference for them pretty quickly in the lineup here. You know, and then there's, you know, it was a different path early in his career. But how many times have we seen Treylon Burks go out there in camp and look like a pretty good player, and then by the time the actual games come around, either he can't stay healthy or he just doesn't do anything when he's out there. So,
but I will say, his very first time out pretty much told us what was going to happen in his career,
that's
right?
That's true. Yeah, exactly. So I'm not saying that there's nothing you take away this time of year. Like, you know, apparently Restrepo had a pretty good day the other day. Good. And we'll get into him here in a few minutes, because Titans fans have gravitated toward this guy. So we'll see what that's going to mean here coming up. But that's good. Like, it's not a bad thing when players look good at practice or look good in camp. I just would caution people to have any grand takeaways and or proclamations. And I know that I've talked about this before. This happens in this sport, I think, more so than any other sport, where we spend so much time talking about, like, practice, because we only get such amount of – there's only a certain amount of games, be it college football or pro football – that we're actually looking at every year. So the game time is pretty limited. And that's ultimately the only thing that matters. And people love football, and they want more football, and they want to talk about football. So I get it. That's why we're sitting here and, you know, 3 weeks into training camp when I want to pull the hair that I don't have out of the top of my head because we're talking about practice so much. I get it. People love football. But sometimes I think that leads to wild overreactions one way or the other when it comes to practicing.
Yeah, like there's just no other sport that we really care about practice that much, which is good.
Yeah, it's great. And care about the games.
And unfortunately for this one, we have a lot of practice to watch and talk about. but there are things. You know, there are things you see. I mean, this last weekend is the least valuable because it's only rookies anyway.
Correct.
But like Oladejo, okay. Hey, I liked his interviews too. There's all this stuff about his energy. I mean, I'm a big fan of, you know, all the beat writers for the Titans are all good. I really like TD's. I look forward to his videos. He cuts up the videos
and
his Twitter recaps and likes the energy of Oladejo. So that's good. Now, does that mean he will ever get by an NFL tackle as a rookie? I have no clue. But it's better than, man, this guy really seems to lack energy.
Yes, for sure. Like even, you know, Charles brought up the Jaden Daniels story with us, right? And, you know, I remember some of the conversation around him when his career started last year in the preseason and training camp was going. And, yeah, of course, there was some of the, man, Jaden Daniels looks pretty good in camp. But then, you know, that story that Charles has told us a couple times of making a check in a game and throwing a goal ball, and that's when people were like, oh, man, good gracious, this kid's going to be pretty good. Like, we're a long way from that point now. We got a lot of practices to get through before we get to – preseason games.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's just, you know, it's like, again, I like TD's video cut up. I'm watching Cam throw the ball. It's like, okay, he looks like he's a guy who can throw a football.
Yeah,
you know, does,
which is good to know. Yeah, after you took him number
definitely
one overall.
It should be a prerequisite for quarterback. I mean, I was trying to look. Boy, is that a little bit too sidearmed on that one? Yeah, when he rolled to the right, did he need to sidearm it that much? I mean, you really get into the nitty gritty. It makes me almost want to do what Gover suggested, which is talk about the Milwaukee Admirals. Not quite, though.
Not quite there yet. We're saving that for later. I got one texter that says, we Titans fans always latch on to a late round pick or an undrafted free agent wide receiver every year without fail.
But again, like I promise you, it's not Titans. It's every market.
Oh, yeah.
It's every market. Because there's always talented kids who go undrafted who will come into especially a rookie camp when there's all kinds of reps available and be like, ooh, okay. And of course everybody was already pre-excited about this one.
Yeah.
So yes, that does happen. And sometimes it pans out, and sometimes you get a career practice squatter like Mason Kinsey, who, by the way, when he's had an opportunity to go in there, he's okay.
He's been fine.
Yeah. But maybe not quite what some thought at various points in preseasons when he was lighting it up.
Ed says, no proclamation, but I like TD's report that Ward called Io Manor back to do a route again because he didn't like the way he ran it. It's a small thing, but I like to see that from any quarterback. This is from Ed on the text line. So let's get into the receivers here, because there was a lot of conversation about Restrepo over the weekend, and we'll get more into that here in just a few minutes. But you do have some rookies coming in that are going to have to play big roles with this group based on where they're at right now. Now, Ridley's wide receiver one. I would assume Lockett's wide receiver two at this point, and it looks like he's primarily going to play from the slot. But beyond that, you're going to have a lot of young guys. And if you want to throw Bryce Oliver into the mix, I guess you can. You can throw Bryce Oliver into the mix. Van Jefferson's out there. We'll see exactly what sort of role he carves out for himself as time goes on here. But you're going to have to see Io Manor and DK come in and play big roles for this team and play significant time. So I'm with Ed. I like to see Cam Ward taking charge out there. Like, those are things to me beyond practice reps. Like, those I take more from that than I do whether or not Cam Ward was perfectly accurate in a practice on May the 10th or whatever it is. Like, those type of things I do think mean something as you move forward.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I mean, that's a good thing. Absolutely. Did you saying that really confidently, did anybody ask him to say his name out loud?
I didn't see anybody ask him, but I'm pretty sure it's Io Manor.
Io Manor.
Yeah. That's what the pronunciation guide says, baby.
I didn't hear that asked at the presser the other day.
Yeah,
that would say your name.
I feel
anything.
Like that's, you know, like Johnny, got into Johnny G. Maybe.
Yeah, they got into it with the hockey and they went into the whole thing, but nothing.
President may need to take a look.
Yeah, it's just it's worth a question there. But Io Manor, good, because at one point we thought it was Io Manor, right?
I don't think so.
People were saying something like that.
Oh, there we go.
Pretty sure it's Io Manor.
Io Manor. Nice. But I agree with you.
Thank you.
Yes. To your point, sorry about that. I just always want to make sure we're on the same page.
Yeah.
I mean, Pete Weber so calls UC Saros UC Saros.
He does.
Like, sometimes we never get on the same page. But leadership is good. And
good
so
point.
Cam Ward is... I have no doubt that he will be good in that way. Got to be good on the field. Did you go to Texas Roadhouse Thursday? Someone said you broke the record for rolls. Even.
Bro, I was in Texas Roadhouse Thursday. I don't know if I broke the record, but I got in some rolls out there.
I hate the free ad, but since we've already done it, those rolls are freaking great.
Cinnamon butter is unbelievable. Oh, my daughter was in there, and she just was like, oh, my gosh, these rolls. He just kept eating them all. And I was like, I'll help you. Sure, why not? Get in there. Matter of fact, I knew we were going that night. So, like, I basically just didn't eat anything all day to prepare myself.
Oh, that's good.
That's how it went.
Fast until the cinnamon butter gorging.
Rolls. And then I got this enormous steak. I was like, all right, really just ruining everything I did today. Cool. Good stuff.
Hey, man, you earned it.
Appreciate you looking out, JC. 615-737-1025, our phone number, 615-737-1025. We're like the dog from Up this morning on the show so far. Squirrel! There we go. We'll continue the conversation with the Titans coming up next. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025, 1063, the game. Welcome back in. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025, 1063, the game. Brought to you by First Horizon, big bank muscle, small bank hustle. Visit firsthorizon.com/get it all. Taking your thoughts on the Titans at 615-737-1025. 615-737-1025. We will get into Vanderbilt's weekend series win against Tennessee coming up here in a few minutes. So taking your thoughts on that as well. A little bit of a skirmish, kind of, sort of, not really, to end the game yesterday. So I'm shocked.
A lot of talking.
Shocked that Tennessee and Vanderbilt got a little spicy out there.
Yeah, yeah.
Seems to happen quite a bit. We'll get into that coming up here in just a few minutes. Taking your thoughts on the Titans and the wide receiving front. Xavier Restrepo getting a lot of pub over the weekend as it relates to some of the questions at Brian Callahan's press conference. A lot of Titans fans reacting to clips that they saw from Restrepo. And Brian Callahan was asked about just this opportunity for Restrepo that's in front of him now as he goes undrafted. And how much the 40 time was in play as they were kind of looking at him as well. Here's what Brian Callahan had to say over the weekend.
You know, Xavier's been a really productive college player. I mean, you look at all the names of receivers that have played at the University of Miami, and he's at the top, which is impressive. He might not necessarily be the biggest or the fastest player that's probably ever come out of Miami, but he's been incredibly productive, and he's found ways to play football the right way. So he'll start out as a slot player for us, and he'll have every chance to compete just like everybody else will. But you look at his production and what he's done as a football player, and he puts himself in pretty good position to be competitive. And even though he didn't run the fastest time in the world, I'm excited to see what he can do.
So the 40 time wasn't that big a deal for you guys?
I mean, it all matters. Yeah, I mean, it matters. But I think you see the football player and you see the speed that he plays with when he plays. I wouldn't have thought that would have been the time that he ran. But that's how you go from a potential draft pick to being an undrafted free agent at the end of the day. And he's got a lot to prove, and I'm excited to see him do it.
So that was Brian Callahan over the weekend on Restrepo. What did you make of those comments there? And as we kind of dive into this, we just talked about the opportunity for some young guys at wide receiver in this room, given what's not in there right now. How does that factor in for Restrepo in your mind as well?
Well, first of all, what Callahan said there, I think, is exactly the right approach with the 40 times. Does it matter? Sure. Does it blot out the sun? No. And for most people, they can think through that. The guy can play, there's a limitation to what it means that he set the Miami receiving record. I mean, sometimes, you know, he's just there for a long time, and some of these guys, some of their best receivers didn't play full 4 years. They were that good, you know. But still, he's productive. I know he's a good player. Anybody who watched Miami play, he's a good player. One thing that stood out to me, you know, he looked thicker to me than I, you know, like he looks big, you know, which again doesn't necessarily speak to speed, doesn't always speak to slot receiver either. But I also thought his feet looked quick, which is the most important part of being a slot receiver. It's short space quickness and getting yourself separation. It is not a straight line 40. A straight line 40 yards is almost basically you everyone's whether it be a slot fade, but I mean, right. That's really not what it is. It's short space quickness with your feet. And that is not calculated by 40 time whatsoever.
It's not. And look, the production is what it is in college, right? I mean, even before Cam Ward got there, the year before Cam Ward arrived, Restrepo had 85 catches for over 1,000 yards and 6 touchdowns. And then Ward gets there, and it's 1,100 yards, 11 touchdowns, 69 catches for Restrepo last year. So, like, obviously, he was incredibly productive there. But it started, like, even before Ward got there. So, he's a good player. The question, I mean, look, I fully believe that if he just didn't run at his pro day, he probably gets drafted, right? Like, if he just didn't run,
probably.
He probably ends up drafted.
For anybody somewhere. Who complains about players who don't test, I mean, there's one reason why.
Yeah. You know? I mean, I legitimately believe that. Like, if he didn't run, he probably was going to get drafted. So, maybe it's a great thing for the Titans that he ran and that he ends up being an undrafted free agent. I do think people are getting a little bit carried away with him. Like, I think people are like, they're writing his name in pen that he's just absolutely on the team and that he's absolutely going to make an impact. And I do think we have to remember that we are talking about an undrafted free agent wide receiver here. So
it is the National Football League.
I do think it's going to be an uphill climb for him to make the team based on where he comes into the organization at. Now, that doesn't mean he can't do it, and it doesn't mean that 2 weeks into training camp, they don't get out there and they say, wow, we can't believe this guy was undrafted and our luck had him falling to us the way that it did. Maybe that ends up happening that way. But I think some Titans fans think that it's like some guarantee because he went to school with Cam Ward and Cam Ward wanted him in here that he's going to make the team. And I'm not quite willing to go there yet.
No, I wouldn't make that presumption. Now, I've already made the prediction he's going to make it. Well, we'll see. I'm not – I mean, I wouldn't put a bunch of money on it. Like, so if you go through – if you figure they keep six receivers – obviously, you got Ridley, Lockett. I mean, I'll put Jefferson, you know, right now. Then you have the two rookies, DK and A.M. Manor. Right?
Yeah.
Pretty good? Okay.
Pretty good.
There's five. Then you have Bryce Oliver would be, you know, if it's six, is it between Bryce Oliver and Restrepo? Is it between Jefferson and Restrepo? I mean, those guys right now, you would slot those six guys, including Bryce Oliver, ahead of him.
I would agree.
I would also say, I mean, like, I mean, really, other than Ridley, I mean, you know, the two rookies you drafted, they'd have to be pretty bad. But after those three, I mean, I think those other four could be in any combination. So he has a great opportunity. I mean, I think he has a better opportunity here than most teams
because I would agree.
The Titans don't have – I mean, they have very little proven. It's either unproven completely or on the wrong side of the timeline. So – I think he's got a good chance. I'm predicting he's going to make it, but yeah, this idea that all of a sudden the college buddy is going to come in here and, you know, be Thunder buddies in the NFL is, you know, let's pump the brakes a little bit.
Well, again, it goes back to, you know, he ran. I saw a video over the weekend, and I can't remember if it was the Titans who put it out there or somebody out on the field covering it, but I think it was the Titans. He's running across the middle on air, and it's just Cam Ward makes a 8-yard throw to him, and he catches it in stride, and he keeps going. And, like, some of the comments on that was like, wow, he looks pretty quick out there. And it's like, all right, guys, come on. What do we – I mean, maybe he does. Maybe he does look quick out there. And you heard Brian Callahan in that clip start talking about, you know, when you watch his play speed, you wouldn't think that that's the time that he ran in the 4.8s out there. So I get it. Like, how many times do we see that where guys play faster than they run like at the combine.
And slower too.
Like that is slower too.
That happens the other way.
It does happen the other way. So again, I'm not saying that there's not meaning behind all that. I was just like, you know, I went through like a, I think it was a 5-minute span the other day, Joe, where I jumped on Twitter and I saw that stuff about Restrepo, and then somehow like Luther Burden clips from Chicago came across my screen. And some Bears fans are like, well, good grace. This guy is unbelievable. He might be wide receiver one in the league right now. All right. Time for me to log off for the day.
Yeah. Well, you can count on that from Bears.
NFL offseason mini camp takeaways. All right, cool.
Bears win the offseason every year. They are spring champs every year. Mo points out that I didn't even mention Treylon Burks. I mean, I should have mentioned him. Yeah, it's a fair point.
I don't think he's going to make the team.
Yeah, I mean, he should be mentioning that, though. So let's make that. Let's make that an 8-man situation. You know, who knows?
If he's able to play.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. I mean, obviously, he's still recovering right now and all that stuff. I'd put him at doubtful for being on this team, but it's possible. I mean, look, you don't know how things are going to go. But pretty good opportunity, again, I think, compared to – so if you're a Restrepo, I'm sure it's like, oh, yeah, I'd love to go play with Cam Ward. But also it's like – if you're his age, yeah. It's like, yeah, that plays. They need receivers. Well, I don't care who's throwing the ball.
Yeah, if you're looking around the league right now, like as an undrafted free agent going to play wide receiver, I mean, this is probably as good a spot as any in the league right now. So there is that part of it as well. I mean, then just, you know, how good – I mean, look, DK and Io Manor are going to make the team, right? So there's two right there that are going to make the team. Unless – I mean
– yeah, you would think.
I understand, you know, fourth-round pick is not a second-round pick, so I get that. And, you know, it's not like we've not seen receivers taken in the fourth round that come in here and do nothing. Des Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, so but even he was around for a couple years.
Right, so it's there's opportunity here for Restrepo to come in and make an impact. Just can he do it? Like, is this truly a situation where the Titans are fortunate that he slid the way he did? Or – you see an undrafted free agent for a reason. We're going to find out.
Yeah, but I'll say right now, no matter how it turns out, it's a good signing.
Yeah, I mean, it's worth – I mean, there's no risk to it if you're the Titans. It's worth bringing them in.
And I could almost guarantee – it's not I can't pretend that I know, but I can almost guarantee that there's a lot of teams that would have liked to sign him.
Yeah.
That production does mean something.
Let's head back to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Welcome in Jeff to the program. Jeff, good morning. Thank you for calling in.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
Doing good.
Great.
Hey, you know, I think Restrepo is a great signing because I think back, and I'm old enough to know, Drew Pearson from the Cowboys went undrafted. Antonio Gates, great tight end, went undrafted. And Welker went undrafted. So I really think Restrepo, if he does what he needs to do, he's going to be around for 8 to 10 years. Your thoughts, and I'll let you go, guys. Have a great day.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it. I mean, we have seen it happen in the league before. Look, Joe, frankly, we have seen it with this franchise before. Now, it's a very different situation, both from where the team was and the way that this guy plays. But, I mean, Drew Bennett was undrafted, and he came in here and played very well at wide receiver.
He did. He helped my fantasy team that year that he kind of hit the scene. I hit the waiver wire quickly on that one.
Yeah.
No, it happens. Absolutely. I mean, you know, Jeff sounded like he might have been drifted a little bit toward the, oh, my God, did you see that amazing play on one tweet? But, it's I think it was a good signing, and I think there's some promise there. As Mark from Action City points out, you know, he says that he consistently timed at between 4.53 and 4.58. You know, look, he ran what he ran, and I think he probably is drafted without that, so maybe it ends up being a little bonus for the Titans.
615-737-1025, our phone number. We got a lot more of your thoughts to get to on the Titans front. We will do that coming up next. We'll get into Vanderbilt's weekend series win against Tennessee coming up in the 7 o'clock hour as well. All that ahead, Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, The Game. The 615 Open Charity Golf Tournament benefiting Folds of Honor presented by Gary Force Acura coming up at Hermitage Golf Course on Thursday, May 29th. You could sign up to play or sponsor at 615open.com. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road. Joe, the schedule release is trickling out over the next couple of days here, apparently. We know the season opener now.
Oh, we do?
We do. It will be the Philadelphia Eagles hosting the Dallas Cowboys to open the season on Thursday, September 4th. Eagles, Cowboys, the debut of George Pickens.
Pickens in back in Pennsylvania to start it off. Okay.
How about that?
That's a good one. I mean, I guess I was hoping for a little more. I mean, that is a Super Bowl champ, but a little more maybe someone better than the Cowboys. But that's okay. It's a rivalry.
It is. We'll see. I'm sure it'll go well for Dallas.
Yeah.
Get the season off to a nice start.
Yeah, like I like that game better if it's in Dallas too. You know, maybe give them a little better chance. But we'll see.
They can't do it though. When you win the Super Bowl, you're going to get that opening home game. They're going to get it.
So I made a reference to Thunder Buddies. Ed, you got to watch. I mean, you got to watch the movie Ted, man. You've never seen Ted?
By the way, just full disclosure, it is an R-rated movie. And it's not about a child and his teddy bear.
Yeah, that's true.
Some people would, apparently, who went in the theater did not know.
That's a good disclaimer. Yeah. Parents, yes, have used discretion.
Wait a minute. I thought this movie was about a kid and his teddy bear. It's like, well.
What is that cute teddy bear doing with that liquid soap? Oh, my God. Yeah. Use discretion,
parents.
Took
an incredible turn in here.
Speaking of which. You know, we've talked about the story. This happened at Comerica Park several years ago. The Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Yeah.
Where the dad was like, oh, yeah, here, 7-year-old daughter, have some Mike's Hard Lemonade. It's like, dude, it's called Mike's Hard Lemonade. Like, there's alcohol in it.
Right.
And we got, like, arrested.
It's not a lemonade.
This rugby championship the other day was like this lemonade stand, but it said, like, get smashed lemonade.
Really?
And I'm like, wait, are they selling, like, booze here? I mean, I guess I'll, but I think it was just like the smashing.
Rex Rhodes' eyes lit up.
Yeah,
great.
All right,
up there.
I mean, some of the parents rooting for the other team were really pounding some beers. I'm just saying, but apparently the smash is just like smashing a real lemon.
Okay,
that's a very weird.
Yeah, I wouldn't have guessed that.
Branding decision, though. You know what I mean? Yes. Very weird. Again, we're like a dog. We're like the dog and up.
That's what we're doing today.
Yeah.
Skyler on the text line says, the Titans have sucked so bad that certain Titans fans want something to cheer for so bad. An undrafted wide receiver on the Titans is going to the Hall of Fame, apparently. It's from Skyler on the text line.
It is. It's the time of year. And it's the state of the franchise. Both.
George
both together.
From Murfreesboro says, there's just something romantic about watching NFL rookies run cone drills and practice routes in their shorts. It's from George. It really is incredible. It's like the only sport we do this over.
Yeah. No, it's nauseating at times. William from Madison says, I actually agreed with Stillman. I love when people have to say that. Hey, guys, at one time in my life, I actually agreed with Stillman. I know I feel shame. I feel dirty, but I did. He says, why are the Titans showing highlights of Restrepo and not the wide receivers they drafted? Did they show a bunch of Restrepo stuff? I didn't look through every one of the Titans' official tweets.
Vingan sent us Jared's tweet from over the weekend, which, by the way, I think Jared's on vacation, so I would encourage him to be on vacation and put the Twitter machine down.
Have you muted him, too? Why did you need to get it sent
to
you? I
didn't spend a whole lot of time on Twitter over the weekend.
Okay.
Because when I did, I logged on. It was like, oh, my God, people are freaking out about Restrepo, and Bears fans think Luther Burden is the best player in the league. All right, cool. But this was Jared's tweet from over the weekend. Why does Titans Twitter want Xavier Restrepo to be a star? You drafted two rookie wide receivers who actually run. You should be cheering for them. Restrepo can't play outside or do anything meaningful on special teams. Who cares that he's Cam Ward's buddy? Cam can get new, better ones. This is from Jared over the weekend, to which I believe
new
Paul Kuharski liked that tweet. And the reason I know Paul Kuharski liked that tweet is because Jared sent me a screenshot of Paul Kuharski liking
it. I was going to say, you don't know who likes tweets anymore. You can't.
Yeah.
Jared, wow.
He was real proud of himself.
He's like, look at here. PK liked my tweet.
PK liked my tweet. It must be a good one. So, actually, I mean, I kind of agree with that. So William's kind of wrong here. So, it's not the Titans. It's Jared's complaining about the fan base fawning over Restrepo.
Yes.
Titans Twitter means
Titans
fans.
Put out some clips there, yes.
But they must have put out clips of the rookies, right?
I guess. I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
I mean, I think there's a fair point there. There's probably more talk of Restrepo than the two guys who are critically important. Like, I think Restrepo has a good chance to make the team. And I think he's got a guy who could be a good reserve and in a pinch could come in and help you. And maybe someday he's a guy who is a productive, you know, can have a role. But those two guys, like, you need them to be, even though they're not high picks, with this team and given where they play, you need them to be significant players. Like, you need them to. Yeah. Like you said earlier, they're making the team. And they should not only make the team, they should be in the playing rotation this year.
They're going to have to be.
So it is – I think it's actually a fair point. So let me – if I hadn't muted him, I'd like it too. Like – the Restrepo stuff
silly.
Is it's a little bit, yeah, good job, buddy. It's a little bit overblown. But I also understand it because if you watch college football, he was a very fun, very productive player. And, you know, big yards per catch for what he is and for what he supposedly lacks in terms of speed, he made a lot of big plays. And obviously he made them with Cam Ward. So there's a natural excitement there.
Well, and again, like people are making also a huge deal of Ward apparently – telling the Titans, hey, go get this guy. It's like, okay, well, I think he would have, you know, Ward talked about it. He's been kind of talking about that with every team that he met with throughout the draft process of, yeah, you need to go get Restrepo. He's really good. So it's not a surprise that he did that. I don't think the Titans are going to keep Restrepo around just because Cam Ward's here. Like, he better go out and prove it in camp or he's not going to be here. And I think he's going to have to prove it to maybe a higher degree than most because he's an undrafted free agent.
Right.
That's how it works in this league.
And as we've discussed, once we get into camp, most of those passes aren't coming from Cam Ward to him. He's
exactly.
going to be down with the lower guys in the totem pole and the twos and the threes.
Exactly. 615-737-1025, our phone number, 615-737-1025. A spicy series between Vanderbilt and Tennessee over the weekend. We'll get into that coming up next. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, the game.